We're back from Vegas, reluctantly. My name is Paul.
And I'm Beth.
Hello there, Beth. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm a little sad to be back. All the excitement.
It's unbelievable. You know, we only did obviously spend 2 days there, not 2 weeks there, as we broke our show up. But even being back here in Townport for 2 weeks,
it's
I miss it.
Hard to come back after any vacation, don't
right.
you think?
Especially a Vegas vacation.
Especially Vegas. Like, there's just so much to see. It's such a delight to the senses.
How long after you stepped foot in Townport did you miss being in Vegas? Right.
I would say the second I got off the plane in a New York airport, which always feels more like a New York prison.
Right.
With prison workers.
Uh-huh.
I missed being in Vegas.
You did. It was that soon.
Around happy people and, yeah.
See, I had you beat. As soon as I stepped on the plane, I already was ready to book a return flight there.
I found the plane people to be very friendly and nice.
Right. Well, it didn't matter to me. I just missed being there at that point.
Yeah, go ahead.
So have you acclimated? I'm sorry to interrupt. What's have you acclimated back to Townport now? Are you happy to be here? You know, you have been sans therapy for quite a while now.
Yeah, therapy. I don't miss it for a minute. Like, that hasn't changed or affected my life at all. I'm trying
But does it miss you?
I doubt it. Right. I'm trying to readjust in terms of my biggest issue is, if I was to be in a therapy that actually was helping me with a real issue, is eating. And after wild abandon eating in Vegas and buffets and whatnot, I'm trying to get myself back to normal here.
You didn't eat besides the fact when we went eating, did you? Did you sneak eat while you were there?
You did. Of course I ate behind your back, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I did a lot of eating. And now that we're back, I find that I'm going to all the a la carte restaurants, which is what most restaurants are, right?
Yeah.
But I'm still in buffet mode.
Uh-huh.
And I want, like, all I can eat. And so I find myself ordering, like, two breakfasts.
There's always room for you at Pilates. So come to Pilates and stretch it out.
Now that I had a big birthday, I should come and join my crowd, join my peeps.
Well, you know, I have gotten back into it now from Vegas. It was
Good
a rude awakening.
My thing is, I always feel almost like I'm not worthy yet to do Pilates because I have so much going on in my stomach area.
Right.
You can't even see these solar plexus and the areas that you're working on in Pilates. So it's ridiculous.
So what you're saying is there's a zero sum game, or because you can't see it, you look at it as a zero sum.
I feel like I need to get to a point where I have like a stomach that's not overhanging to be able to do Pilates and then see the flattening and the indenting. Every restaurant I go to now, I want more than one meal.
So what you're saying is, if I opened an all-you-can-eat buffet in Townport, I would see you there every day.
Remember, that's part of what I loved about the Burger King Indian place.
Right.
It was like a $15.99 lunch buffet. And I even said to you during that show, part of what I loved was I could try 20 different tastes. I mean, I like all the different flavors. So what I find myself doing is driving to the coconut bar, having lunch, then driving over to one of the other places, having another lunch, and I'm running into fellow Townporters. The good part is nobody knows I just had two other lunches, but the downside is on Facebook, people will write, oh, it was so great seeing you today at lunch. And then somebody else writes, it was so great running into you at lunch. Wait, you were there, so-and-so? I didn't see you there. They're like, oh, I didn't see you either. Were you at? And then they're like outing me because they're realizing I was at more than one lunch place.
So maybe what you can say is you've actually been to the future and you've multiplied yourself and you were in three different places at the same time.
I guess I could say that.
No, that really doesn't work. No.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, I think my secret's safe, but that's how I'm getting outed on Facebook. Like, they're like, it was so great to see you today at lunch.
Oh,
someone else is chiming in going, wait, I didn't see you there, so-and-so. You were there. They're like, were you at da-da-da? And they're like, no, I was at da-da-da. And then they're putting together that I was at multiple places.
Gotcha. So basically, you're blaming the three lunches on the buffets that we scarfed down in Vegas.
Yeah, I can't think of any other reason why I'm suddenly acting on.
So now, do you regret our trip there or no?
Of course not.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
I can't wait for our next live from show.
We'll have to plan it out.
Yeah, we've got other locations calling us.
I mean, there is a lot of news we have to cover here.
Yes,
so don't forget.
Let's get to it.
Right? Yeah. So I want to let everybody know, as your boys know, indoor soccer is starting up soon, right?
Indoor soccer. That's right, because you need to play soccer all year long for your future profession in soccer.
So how many are both your boys doing it or no?
The older one gave up sports by the time he was like 6 or 7. He's the smart kid.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. But I'm just joking. They're both really smart. But the little one loves soccer. He plays travel soccer.
Right.
That is 3 practices a week from 6 to 8:30 at night.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he travels on Saturday and Sunday playing soccer. So I think it's totally reasonable for a 12-year-old to be playing 5 days a week of soccer.
So now, and then indoor soccer starts through the winter, right?
Right. So they keep up the 5 days throughout the year because you know what this is training them all for.
Right. To give up the sport.
Absolutely nothing. Right. To not be good enough to play it in high school.
Right.
So I think the concept is let's play it 5 days a week. Up until high school, so you can get it all in, because in high school, only one of you is going to be given the opportunity to even get on the team.
So I do want you to realize that every parent who is listening to this thinks that it's their kid who's going to make it.
I'm the one parent who's realistic, and even my kid is realistic. Since he's 8, he goes, I'll never get to play at high school. You have to be really good. Like, I have a realistic kid.
Right.
And he has a realistic family. Like, we're not like, you're going
to
be a soccer star.
But you still commit the 5 days a week to it.
Because he wants to.
I see.
I, you know, personally would not. Uh-huh. But he wants to. And look, it is good exercise. And I'm glad he has a team and teammates. He's learning teammanship. But I do have to laugh that, like, why the craziness? Why not twice a week? These kids are not going to be playing professional soccer.
I'm just going to venture a guess that you get along with one or less other parents on the team. Am I correct?
Oh, I get along fine with all the parents.
Do you?
I just don't go to anything. So.
Right. So you get along in very small doses.
Yeah, their dad goes, and I'm just like the ghost parent. I'm the phantom parent.
So
everyone gets along with me because I'm not there.
Right. Oh, perfect.
As little as possible.
Yeah, but I'm saying they get along with you, but you get along with them.
Sure. I never have to see them.
I see.
Well, he does the weekends. He comes into town and he does the weekend
games.
So I just am dropping off at practice. So I don't really have to interact with the fellow
parents. You're so lucky.
Parents. Well, I mean, I have to admit, in the younger years, it's hard for me to sit there and pretend that I believe that any of this makes any sense.
Right.
This whole
So you never
nonsense.
Got swept up in it.
Never. Like, I actually would sit there and go, oh my God, like, I'm not into cheering. So when people are like going nuts on the sidelines, I'd have to push myself to be like, go so-and-so. Because I think it's just makes no sense to me. Like, they have a coach. That's who's supposed to tell them what to do. When I see someone who's like, go in, go. Like, they have all these words. I don't even know the lingo that the dads and some of the moms
right.
have. Turn, do that. And I'm like, I asked my son once, does that help? Like, do you like hearing other parents telling you what to do? And he goes, no. I think to myself, I have a dad and I have a coach. And you're neither of those.
Right.
And that is what I always thought. I'm like, does it really help the kids that some like idiot is standing there screaming like he's at a Jets game? But they do it. And then I feel like I'm somehow seeming less interested in my kids' sports, that I'm just like, yay, go you.
You see, know? I used to stand in the outfield just to avoid all that.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
So I didn't have to hear anything. Or I would still hear it,
so
but not interact with it.
It's going nowhere. It's all going nowhere.
Exactly.
You're cheering for nothing.
It's living through your kids, vicariously through your kids. Because you wish you were still out on that field.
I guess, but are the parents so dumb that they actually think like there's going to be some kind of a career in the sport for the kid?
Some of them do.
Do they really think that?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly from the money they pay for the extra coaching and the extra this and the extra that, but it's really like fascinating to me how dumb you have to be.
I'm just happy you're not blaming the 522s again, because you have maligned them a lot this season.
But let's go back to that. In reality, those type A, pushy, they probably are the dads that are out. I mean, you and I have both seen some of these dads that are like,
I knew you were
going
to come back to blame my buddies.
And let me not say it's just the gender. I've seen the moms too. Well, look, you told that story of the one who pushed the other one over and she had no underwear on.
That's how this, the
genesis of the show. People go crazy over the youth sports. And all I do is sit back and think like, what is wrong with these people? Like, do they have a life?
Right.
What I first of all think. Do they have a life?
So just circling back, we just want to let everybody know, signups for indoor soccer start.
That's
the
right.
League starts in a couple of weeks.
Well, you know what? Should I go there? I mean, my kid plays travel because it's what he likes to do, but we've thought it through and he knows. He says, I'm not going to get to play later, but I like exercise. But should we go there that like these soccer leagues are also like a total scam? There's like 5 soccer leagues in town.
Right.
They're all private and everyone's just making a shitload of money off these kids and the parental bizarre aspirations.
Uh-huh. Okay, so as I said, indoor soccer is starting.
That's
obviously,
right.
Obviously, Beth will be there blazing.
Don't forget to sign up, because if you're 2 days late, they won't let you in. Just kidding.
This is perfect.
As long as you have a credit card, you're in, baby.
Are you sure this whole non-therapy thing is okay?
Oh, you mean, sure? Do I seem more angry than
usual?
Yes,
you do.
You know what it is? I'm I'm so over all the nonsense. Like, why do we all have to just, like, pretend that things are what they aren't and that they aren't what they are? Like, I'm so not good with hypocrisy, Paul. I'm so not good with people just bullshitting and marketing.
I'm still trying to figure out, is this a post-Vegas thing or a post-non-therapy
or
thing?
Or a food coma thing?
Or a food coma thing, right.
I don't know. We'll have to sort
it out. I'm taking you to Pilates. We're going to go tomorrow. Okay. You're coming with me, all right?
I'll try.
You're going tomorrow.
Okay.
Anyway, that about wraps up this episode of Community News. Great. My name is Paul.
My name is Beth.
Beth, it's always a pleasure to see
it's
you.
Great to see you, Paul.
Go have your fourth lunch. I'll see you next week.
That sounds good.
See you on Tuesday.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.